Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona. We're going to begin by looking at the job opportunities as posted in the Arizona Republic this past week. The first one is a couple of teaching positions. It says multiple positions at Phoenix Union High School District. So in the Levine Village of Arizona, that's South 51st Avenue and Dobbins Road, somewhere in that area, Levine Village. The Phoenix Union High School District is looking for one mathematics teacher and one ESS teacher to design, plan, and provide instruction to high school students. The mathematics teacher requires a bachelor's degree and an Arizona secondary teaching certificate with mathematics as the approved area. The ESS teacher requires a bachelor's degree and an Arizona secondary special education teaching certificate. If you're interested, you can send your resume to Bridget Lopez. That's B-R-I-D-G-E-T, Bridget Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. And her title is paralegal/legal assistant. Paralegal/legal assistant. And her email address is biopez, that's B-I-O-P-E-Z, at Phoenix Union, that's all one word, phoenixunion.org. And put in the subject line the job title, like mathematics teacher or ESS teacher, and the reference code of N. N as in Nancy. So that'll tell her that you're interested in the multiple positions in Levine Village. That's probably the Betty Fairfax High School there in Levine, about 35th Avenue and Broadway. Southern. Now, the other position is listed as in Phoenix, Arizona, so I'm not sure which school that's going to be at. But the Phoenix Union High School District is looking for a biology teacher, a mathematics teacher, and three science teachers to design, plan, and provide instruction to high school teachers. Now, the biology teacher requires a bachelor's degree and an Arizona Standard Professional Secondary Teaching Certificate with biology as the approved area. The mathematics teacher requires a bachelor's degree and the Arizona Standard Professional Secondary Teaching Certificate with mathematics as the approved area. And the science teachers, the three positions, requires the bachelor's degree and an Arizona Standard Professional Secondary Teaching Certificate with science as the approved area. Again, if you're interested in any of those positions, but those will be at high schools within the city of Phoenix area, you would send your resume to Bridget Lopez. Her title is paralegal/legal assistant, and her email address is biopez, B-I-O-P-E-Z, at phoenixunion.org. And put in the subject line the job title and reference code N. So those are the positions with the Phoenix Union High School District that they're looking for. That's probably the things they're looking for next fall. Then we have a couple from Scottsdale. Scottsdale Unified School District in Scottsdale, Arizona, is seeking a full-time elementary special ed teacher. Please email your resume to L-H-E-S-S-E at SUSD.org. That email address is L as in Larry, H as in Harry, E-S-S-E at SUSD.org. Scottsdale Unified School District in Scottsdale looking for a full-time elementary special ed teacher. Then subject matter teacher for grades 7 through 12 at Ridgeline Academy Incorporated in Anthem, Arizona. So this is going to be an Anthem. Instruct students through lecture, discussion, and demonstration across multiple musical disciplines, including auditions, productions, chambers, honors, And then there's an MUS, and I don't know what that stands for. Requires a bachelor's degree in music or music with special in performance and chamber or closely related field, or an advanced degree and 24 months of experience. Additional duties, requirements are available upon request. Email your resume and cover letter to K. Barker, that's K-B-A-R-K-E-R, at Ridgeline Academy, that's all one word, RIDGELINEACADEMY.org. And in the subject line, put job number C as in Charlie, J as in Jerry or Jackie, and then the numerals 01. Subject matter teacher, grades 7 through 12 at Ridgeline Academy, but they're all dealing with multiple musical disciplines. Our next opportunity is one that I have not run across before. The state of Arizona is looking for a project management office manager in Phoenix, Arizona. A project management office manager. To be responsible for the daily administration and mentorship for project managers, ensuring adherence to project management standards. Requires a bachelor's degree in CS or software engineering or related field and 3 years of project management experience. Hybrid in-office and work-from-home position. This is an EEO agency. Send your resumes to human.resources@azed.gov. human.resources@azed, that's Apple, Zebra, Edward, David.gov. The state of Arizona looking for a project management office manager in Phoenix, Arizona. And then down here at the bottom, supervisor, software quality engineering, 100% telecommuting position, reporting to Tempe, Arizona, $130,000 to $135,000 per year. Must email your resume with job references to Shutterfly at LLC. Their email address is talent@shutterfly, that's S-H-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y. talent@shutterfly.com, and the job reference number is V as in Victor, T as in Tom, -0517. A supervisor for software quality engineering in Tempe, Arizona. All righty. Our next job opportunity is for all of those of you who've always wanted to run away and join the circus. Carnival attendant, multiple openings, in Laveen, Arizona. Perform a variety of attending duties at carnival. Maintain and provide equipment to operate carnival concessions and rides. Sell tickets and collect fees from customers. The salary ranges between $35,000 and $38,000 per year. Domestic monthly travel to carnivals in Arizona, that would be Maricopa and Pima counties, or in California, in Orange County, Los Angeles County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, or San Diego and Ventura counties, or in Texas, it would be Bexar, Dallas, or Harris counties. Then again, they also travel to Florida, where they're in Miami and Miami-Dade County, to New Jersey for Bergen County in February through September. This is required. Travel within Maricopa County in Arizona is September through February is required. Mail resumes to, okay, it looks like a mailing address. So the guy's name is Ray Comack. No, it's Comack, excuse me. Ray, R-A-Y, Comack, C-A-M-M-A-C-K, Shows. Ray Comack Shows, Incorporated. The address is 5035 West Southern Avenue, 5035 West Southern Avenue, Suite 116, Levine, Arizona, 85339. Ray Kamek Shows, Incorporated, 5035 West Southern Avenue, Suite 116, Levine, Arizona, 85339. A carnival attendant. They have multiple openings. Well, next up, a certified police officer. Full-time certified police officer. The salary is dependent upon qualifications plus benefits. It's in Kearney, Arizona. And there's this big old long, looks like the email address, if I can find it here. They've got it lumped in with a URL for a website. The email address is townclerk, townclerk, at Kearney, Arizona, Kearney, AZ, KEARNYAZ .gov. But I don't see a job ID number anywhere. Now there is, at the very end of the ad, a phone number. So we'll try 520-363-5566. I don't know if that's to talk to somebody or to fax them, but that's a certified police officer, full-time, in Kearney, Arizona. Then, Wilming Construction Incorporated, that's W-I-L-L-M-E-N-G, Wilming Construction Incorporated, has full-time project manager level 2 in Phoenix, Arizona. The duties: manage, coordinate, and supervise subcontractors, vendors, and personnel to ensure that work is completed on time, within budget, and quality standards. Write bid packages to define project scope, prep subcontracts and purchase order agreements, and cost control budgets. Manage monthly billing process. Requires a master's degree in construction management or civil engineering or related, plus 6 months experience, or a bachelor's degree plus 3 years of experience. A background check is required. You can email your resume to careers at Wilming, that's W-I-L-L-M-E-N-G, .com, and include the following job code in the subject line. W as in William, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, dash, P as in Paul, M as in Mary, the numeral 2, dash, NN. Those two N's are N as in Nancy. WCSP-PM2-NN. That's a Wilming Construction looking for a full-time project manager level 2 in Phoenix, Arizona. Then, senior consultant, financial reporting at Equity Methods, Scottsdale, Arizona. To perform technical accounting, GAAP research, and implement new equity comp reporting projects. It requires a master's degree in accounting, finance, economics, or related field, plus 3 years experience, or they'll take a bachelor's in any of those fields, plus 5 years of experience. There are multiple openings. You can apply by going to their website, Equity Methods, EQUITYMETHODS.com. That's a senior consultant financial reporting. It's Equity Methods is the company name, and it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. Multiple positions available. Job captain at ORB Architecture, LLC, in Phoenix, Arizona. Collaborate with senior job captain and project manager to develop construction documents for multifamily and residential projects using Autodesk and AutoCAD software. Requires a bachelor's degree in architecture or closely related field or foreign equivalent and 24 months experience. Additional duties, requirements are available upon request. email your resume and cover letter to RAA at Orbarch, orbarch.com. And in the subject line, put in job number, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, 01. Okay, that was multiple positions with as a job captain at ORB Architecture LLC. Then, we have another one with the same company, only this is a senior job captain. Work on various multifamily and senior living projects in different stages of the process, from design and construction, development, and drawings based on schematic sketches. Requires, again, a bachelor's degree in architecture or closely related field or foreign equivalent and 24 months of experience. They're not saying anything about any advanced degrees, changing it, so it's just a minimum is a bachelor's degree. Additional duties, requirements are available upon request. Email your resume and cover letter to raa at orbarch.com. And in the subject line, put in job number, J as in job, H as in Harry, 01 are the numerals after that, JH01. And one last one, senior consultant, valuation. Oh, this is at Equity Methods in Scottsdale. So this is another ad for that same company. Individually set goals and lead projects. Competencies in financial modeling, critical data analysis, and quantitative finance. Requires a master's degree in accounting, finance, or related field plus 3 years experience, or they'll take a bachelor's plus 5 years experience. There are multiple openings for a senior consultant for valuation, and you can apply at equitymethods.com. That's equitymethods.com. And those were our job opportunities as found in the Arizona Republic this past week. And now let's take a little trip over to, let's go to the city of Phoenix. And because last time we were together, we did the federal government, we did the state government, we did the county government. Let's hit the biggest city in the county, Phoenix, and find out how Phoenix handles their job opportunities. So to find their job listing and their website, you're going to have to open your browser on your computer, and you're going to have to type into the search bar phoenix.gov, phoenix.gov. The page loads. And in the right-hand corner, let's start on the left side. The left side at the top, it says City of Phoenix official website. Underneath that's the logo for the City of Phoenix and the title. We go to the right-hand side, and you have English. You can choose the language you want it in, and the mode. Underneath that is a search box, and to the right of that is the box for the menu. If you click on the menu, it will then load a page. And on the left-hand side, at the top, you have the logo for the City of Phoenix and the title. Below that, down the left side, you have Residents, Businesses, Explore Phoenix, City Administration, News, and Calendar. I'm going to click on City Administration. When I click on City Administration, it loads a page that says City Administration at the top, and then underneath that, on the left-hand side, Office of Mayor Kate Gallego. To the right of that is the City Council. Then underneath those two, on the left side is the City Manager, and on the right side is City Departments. And then below that, on the left side, is City Business, Budget, and Financial Information. And on the right side is Careers. I'm going to click on Careers, and it will load the Careers page. Now, you can get there by going, it says your home page, then to administration, then to city departments, then human resources, and then careers. I just chose to go straight to careers. And there's a nice picture. On the left-hand side, you have a button for learn more or perks and benefits. And on this page, explore positions for. That's the very first tab. So I'm going to click on Explore Positions 4. And then it loads two tabs. They're little pictures, little blocks with a picture in them. On the left-hand side, it says prospective employees. And on the right-hand side, it says current employees. Well, we're prospective employees, so I'm going to click on prospective employees. And it's then going to load a page. And actually, I'm going to give you the page. If you write this down, you can skip all of that initial moving through the various web pages, because this page is called, is the address for just this page is hcmprod.phoenix.gov. hcmprod.phoenix.gov. That will, if you just type that into your search bar, you skip all of the maneuvering through the various menus, and you come right to, in the center of the page at the top, search box. You can search jobs by job title, location, and keyword. Underneath that, on the left side, is welcome. And to the right of that is the sign in or new user tab, which means you can create an account. And I love it when you can create an account, because you can set things up so that they will email you to let you know when jobs that you are interested in become available. But then below that, you have the first tab of seven tabs. View jobs posted in the last 7 days, or view all jobs, or view my job notifications, or my job applications, or my favorite jobs, or my saved searches, and finally, my account information at the bottom of the list. I'm going to click on the second one, the view all jobs, because I'm not interested in just those that were posted in the last 7 days. Now, on the left-hand side, maybe a third of the page, the first box is to search by department. And it lists the various departments, and after the name of the department, it has a number in parentheses. So there's a checkbox, and then aviation at Sky Harbor, parentheses 6. So they've got 6 positions open in aviation department at Sky Harbor. If you're interested in just that, put a checkbox, click in that box to the left of the word aviation. Under Parks and Recreation Department, there's 3 jobs. Under the NSD Management Support Services, there's 2 jobs. Under Civil, there's 1 job. But then you can scroll down a little farther, and it says jobs posted within the last week, the last month, the last 3 months, the last year, or any time. If you're interested in just those jobs that have been posted in the last week, click in the checkbox to the left of the word last week, and you'll see those 24 jobs. So this is a way to search without looking at all 54 jobs, because on the right two-thirds of the page, at the top, you have a search box, and right below that, it's 54 jobs found. And the first one is Administrative Assistant Level 2 in Public Works, posted on 5/23, and the closing date is going to be 5/27. Woo! That's a short turnaround. I wonder what the Administrative Assistant Level 2 in Public Works does. All I have to do is put my cursor anywhere around that, in that block, underneath the title, and the job description page loads. And it tells me the job ID number, 58098. The location is professional and supervisory, full-time, regular, and then about this position. The Public Works Department strives to improve the quality of life in Phoenix. Facilities management team provides citywide, high-quality, professional, and reliable building services to general fund departments. And the Facilities Operation Division is located at 2631 South 22nd Avenue and provides work control and field technicians to service City of Phoenix facilities. Now we get to it. Duties include, but are not limited to, serving as the division budget liaison and managing administrative level staffing, managing the division budget, conducting independent research studies, analysis, and special projects, making recommendations on complex administrative projects and issues, and performing other duties as assigned. The position works Monday through Friday at the office locations noted above. Teleworking may be available for up to 1 day per week upon approval after 6 months in the position. All right. The ideal candidate, there's like 5 bullets. I'm scrolling on down the page. The pay range is $63,000 to $107,000 annually. The hiring range is $63,000 to $97,000 annually. Then it lists the benefits. There's like a dozen bullets there. And now we get to the minimum qualifications. 3 years of professional experience in public administration or governmental research or finance. A bachelor's degree in public or business administration or related field. Other combinations of education and experience that meet the minimum requirements may be substituted. Candidates who all finalists for positions are subject to a criminal background check. Candidates who receive a conditional offer of employment must be fingerprinted and will have their fingerprints used to check the criminal history records of the State of Arizona Department of Public Safety and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, some positions require the use of personal or city vehicles on city business. Individuals must be physically capable of operating the vehicles safely, possess a valid driver's license, and have an acceptable driving record. And for information regarding pre-screening and driving positions, click here. And then, hey, as we scroll on down, preferred qualifications. 3 or more years of supervisory experience, 3 or more years of budget experience, 3 or more years of professional and report writing experience, experience managing and or monitoring contracts, experience working with SAP, demonstrated proficiency with Microsoft applications. Then it talks about recruitment dates, how to apply, we are here to help, and the reference number, reference for administrative assistant, blah, 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 ID, okay, building the Phoenix. And I don't see an application button. Oh, that's right. You got to scroll back up to the top of the page. In the right-hand corner is a button to apply for the job. And that's how the City of Phoenix works their human resource department. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. Have a great week.